Soon, thousands of people will be leaving from or arriving at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport for this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Getting through a crowded terminal is tough enough at peak times, but just imagine if you were blind or have low vision. At Mitchell, though, there's now free technology to help those individuals move through the airport with more ease. And more Milwaukee County buildings may soon have the same service. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The service is called IRA. It works like this. People sign up through an app, use a smartphone camera, or wear special glasses with a tiny camera in the frame, and talk by phone to a sighted IRA employee in another city who watches the video stream and helps steer the traveler through the building. During a demonstration of the service yesterday, an IRA agent named Bailey guided fellow employee Greg Stilson as he stood at a podium wearing his smart glasses.
Hey, Bailey, I am doing a media event here at the Milwaukee Mitchell Airport, and I'm wondering if you can kind of just give me a brief description of what this room looks like and what's kind of around me here.
Let's see. Looks like there's a sign that says Concourse C over there. There's also a CNBC newsstand to your right.
IRA has been at Mitchell for a while, with subscribers paying about $2 for each minute they use the service. But now it's free for customers, with Milwaukee County footing the bill. County Executive Chris Abley says the county should be doing so.
Government exists to serve everybody.
Abley says Mitchell is the first airport in Wisconsin or Illinois to offer IRA for free. He also says other county facilities may soon provide the service at no charge. Tim Uknikowski, who directs the county's Office for Persons with Disabilities, says he's close to making a deal with IRA regarding several sites.
In some areas where, you know, wayfinding is difficult, like the courthouse and the Human Service Building, War Memorial. We're going to offer it at the Berner Gardens, where they have some beautiful outside trails, the Ware Nature Center. And the zoo. I mean, it's a big, daunting place that somebody now could go independently. And of course, we got to do the beer gardens. So if somebody wants to, you know, just hang out, and you know, they should have an opportunity to do that.
Uknikowski says the expansion may cost about $5,000 and could start at indoor locations by next month. IRA subscriber Sarah Heason is glad to hear about the possibility. Heason is blind and a board member of ABLE, the Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement Service, based at the downtown Milwaukee Library.
I'm a mom. I have a six-year-old, and he also has my eye condition, so I'm looking forward to walking through the zoo with him, actually. It'll definitely be a different experience.
Milwaukee County estimates there are tens of thousands of local residents who are blind or with low vision, who may want to team up with their faraway sighted guide. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.